In November, typically, the Church encourages us to reflect on the last four things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And of course, in the Diocese of Wichita, November is also the time where we have our stewardship renewal. You received your packets a few weeks ago. Next weekend is Commitment Sunday. But I think these two things are not mutually exclusive, and I'll explain why in a few moments. I'd first like to talk about death, judgment, heaven, and hell. One of the things that we should pray for regularly is that we do not have a sudden and unprovided for death. Because as Catholics, we want to have all of the graces that the Lord offers to take us from this side to the other side. And there are an immense amount of graces. We call these the last rites. And it's with an S, plural, because there's more than one thing happening. And the first thing that we want to do in preparation for death is make sure that we get to go to confession. Now, it's good to have a regular practice of confession, but we especially want to go when we know that our days are numbered. And then the next part of the last rites is to receive the anointing of the sick. The anointing of the sick is that sacrament that gives us the strength to face whatever we're facing in our last days. It is a sacrament that could be received more than once, but it is supposed to be received when there's a danger of death. We should also want to receive what's called viaticum. Viaticum is the last Holy Communion that we receive on earth, and it's supposed to be that union with Christ here on earth that takes us over to union with him in heaven. It literally means food for the journey. And the last part of the last rites, and it can only really be given when death is imminent, is the apostolic pardon. It's a special blessing for those who are about to die that takes away all the punishment due their sins. And that's why those other parts of the last rites are so important, because there really is a link between confession and anointing and viaticum that then prepares us for that last blessing, the apostolic pardon. Now, every single one of us is going to die. That's a reality that we know from the fall. Adam and Eve had a preternatural gift that their bodies would not die until they sinned. And then that gift above our nature was withdrawn. And at the moment of our death, we are immediately in front of the tribunal of justice. We're at the judgment seat of God, the second of the last four things. And when we get to that point, this judgment is not like a courtroom. There's not people giving evidence, because no evidence is needed. You're standing before truth itself. And even though you and I have this ability to sometimes convince ourselves that we had a good reason for what we did, or a good reason why we didn't do what we should have, when you stand in front of the truth, all you can say is, "Yes, Lord," because it's the truth. And if we have died in a state of unrepentant mortal sin, then we will go to hell. Because our choice in this life was not God, and it was concretized at our death, and we wouldn't even want him. Now, sometimes we have to disabuse ourselves of the notion that hell is not that bad of a place. You know, there's an old country song, "Heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go." Well, that's not true. I've been to Dixie. It's not bad, but it's not heaven. You want to go to heaven, and you absolutely do not want to go to hell, because you were made for God. And to live in hell is to have that eternal separation from God. You can never, ever have a cessation of the frustration that comes in hell. But if you die in a state of grace, even if you have to make some reparation for your sins, you absolutely will go to heaven. All of the souls in purgatory right now, they will make it to the kingdom. And that's what happens to those who die loving God. And if you want to know what heaven is like, St. Paul is a wonderful, he gives a wonderful description of it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on the hearts of men what God has ready for those who love him. There is nothing you have ever done on the face of this planet that can help you to understand completely what it means to be fulfilled, to be filled with the love of God in perfect happiness. And we should live for heaven. And so what I think unites the reflection on the last four things and our renewal in stewardship is part of the definition of stewardship, the grateful response of a Christian disciple. Because if you have a grateful response to the Lord for what he has done for you, then I think it would be almost impossible to die in a state of mortal sin, of unrepentant mortal sin. Because at the basis of stewardship are two realities, God's love and our gratitude. The grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts. What's the first gift that he gives us at baptism is his very life within our souls. And then as we get older, for those of us who were baptized as babies, all along the journey, we have to make a response. And a grateful heart is always going to respond with the love that they have received. One of my favorite quotes from John of the Cross is, "Love is with love repaid." And so when we think about the last four things, the Lord says, "Do not be terrified." And if you're living with Christ, there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. But it does take our reflection. You know, we have a week before we're asking you to turn back in your stewardship forms. And it's not just about going through and checking the boxes and signing your name and flipping it in the basket next week. It's a response. And responses take thought. Because gratitude isn't a reaction. Gratitude is a response. It's something that your intellect and your will have to fully engage so that you have a grateful response. And as I just mentioned, the underlying response is to God's love. Because even in the midst of your crosses of life, which you all have, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. God's love for us is so beyond what we can comprehend that we have to remind ourselves of that, that he loves me. I love another place in St. Paul where he says, if I was the only sinner, Jesus Christ would have done everything that he did just for me. Everything on that cross would be just for me. And so, the last four things, the renewal of stewardship, in a certain way, we can summarize them with love, God's love, and our gratitude. And then the question remains, what response will you make?